In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The voice of now fired Mavericks general manager Nico Harrison. Hashtag, you'll see next year when we're competing for a championship. Womp, womp, womp. 3-8. Shown the door. Great working relationship with Patrick Dumont. Patrick, let me tell you, Patrick Dumont sounds like someone with a very expensive, and by very expensive, I don't mean like $1.2 million. I mean like $11.3 million, like house in Sag Harbor in the Hamptons. Patrick Dumont, who is an absolute a-hole with nose in the air as Patrick Dumont, like the villain in a Steven Seagal 80s movie, wearing like a turtleneck with a blazer. Patrick Dumont with slicked back blonde hair. Patrick Dumont. He does have a good cafe in New Orleans where they serve delicious beignets and cafe au lait. I've had them before. They're very good. So Nico Harrison can today is Dallas Mavericks general manager. That press conference, he is copium in human form. Like, if you could take copium and make it a human being, it would be Nico Harrison. Nico, do you deserve to be fired? Well, no. I'm going to give you all the reasons why I'm great. Reason number one, I traded Luka Doncic. What an absolute moron. And look, he can be a nice guy. And I'm sure he is a nice guy. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I tend to believe that most people are pretty good people. I'm sure he's a good dude, maybe someone you'd want to have a beer with. It's not a commentary on him as a person. But as a general manager, it's just, like, what do you even say? What do you even say to this? And I actually think the Mavericks did him a little dirty, and I'll explain why in a little bit. But this is 9 months too late for Nico to get fired. And when you think about, you know, for example, like, my wife and I wanted to book a cooking class. Like, to do something fun around the holidays. I went to AI. And I said to AI, find a cooking class in New York City, like Jersey City, Hoboken, or Brooklyn, or Manhattan, not New York City. Find us a cooking class, like, and on these dates, like, for this amount of time, and let me know what the price is. And AI spits it all out, Frick. It's actually unbelievable. Like, Tyler's going to be employed here for, like, another, like, 2 weeks before AI takes his job. AI's incredible. Like, it really is. And when you think about, I love you, Tyler. And when you think about the advancements of technology and where technology's at, like, that's what people are pointing to, right? Like, look what AI's doing, how great this is, how much easier everybody's lives are going to be. I'll tell you what I'm excited for. At some point, you know, you watch these, like, science fiction movies, you read these sci-fi books, Do Androids Count, Electric Sheep, Minority Report, whatever. Like, at some point, people are going to know, are going to be able to know, like, what you're thinking. And you could say in a Big Brother perspective, maybe you don't like that, but I'll tell you what. Nico Harrison should have been fired the moment he thought about trading Luka Doncic. Now, imagine you've got one of these sci-fi contraptions and you're like Patrick Dumont. And you're like, oh, Nico's thinking about trading Luka. You could fire him right then. You don't have to wait for him to actually... Because here's the thing about life, right? And bad decisions. You can think about stupid things, doing stupid things. It's one thing to think them. I think about stupid stuff all the time. It's one thing to think stupid things. It's another thing to A, verbalize them, like actually express, here is my stupid thought, I'm going to say it out loud, and then do it. It's unforgivable, Luka Doncic trade. And everyone's been down this road, that old chestnut, like we get it. There are so many other sins from Nico Harrison from a basketball perspective. How about letting Jalen Brunson walk for nothing? Their loss is my gain as a New York Knicks fan. We appreciate that very much. Fired basically everyone that Luka Doncic liked in the organization. Like, Luka's on record saying, he's on record saying it. They fired all the people I like. You would think, like, if I were the GM of the Mavericks and Luka were my star player, I would do everything in my power to make sure he were happy. Because if he's happy, chances are I keep my job. Nico Harrison decided to do the exact opposite. Wonder why he's unemployed. Did make some good moves, needs to be said, and it resulted in like a magic carpet ride to the NBA Finals where they got annihilated by the Celtics, but still. Kyrie Irving, Gafford, PJ Washington did draft Derek Lively after they tanked at the end of that season in embarrassing fashion, but it did happen. And then for some reason, he totally lost faith in that team and lost faith in Luka. How do you not get Austin Reeves back in the Luka trade? Like, we've been down this road. You don't need to go down it any further. Then we get to this season, right? And he gets the lifeline of the number one pick in the draft and selects Cooper Flagg. And it's like, oh, well, Dallas is back. Now Nico's back. And I even said the day after the draft lottery, like, this is the funniest possible result. I meant it. And maybe this is going to be good for Dallas, right? Because if you idealized this team and said, okay, like, let's say we get to February, whenever Kyrie Irving comes back, and you have Kyrie and Anthony Davis and Flagg and Klay Thompson, who's so dusty at this point. And to be fair, if I were him, I would just want to stay home with Megan Thee Stallion all day. It's like, I get it from a Klay Thompson perspective. I understand. Jake, do you have the noise? The Tony Romo noise. Yeah, it's Klay Thompson. Listen, he can't hit a three-pointer to save his life, but his life's pretty good right now. You could have made the case that, look, Dallas can make some noise here. Like, and that was what he kept saying, what Nico Harrison kept saying. Defense wins championships. And when Kyrie comes back and it's Flagg and it's Anthony Davis and it's Lively and it's Gafford and it's Washington, like, yeah, man, you're cooking with gas. But he failed to realize that the construction of this roster was so ass backwards that literally you get to the start of the year and Cooper Flagg's got to play point guard. What? 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 Because it's all big men. It's like if you start a restaurant, right, and you're trying to attract all sorts of different people to your restaurant, right? And you're like, you know what we're going to do? Only fried food. That's it. You love fried food, like you're showing up. But what if you want a salad? Like, what if you want a slice of pizza? What if you want some dessert? you're out of luck. Like the Dallas Mavericks, it's all one thing. Like it's only dessert. It's only fried food. It's only appetizers. It's only salad. That's it. It's just big men. No ball handlers, no shooters, just big men. Of course it doesn't work. Of course it wasn't going to work. So there's so many things that happened here that it's like, of course he should get fired. Now, what I will say, where I do think he got a little bit of a raw deal, seriously, if you were going to let Nico Harrison try to remake the team after the Luka, like you're going to let him trade Luka. You're going to let that happen, right? Then you're kind of committed to seeing this through. And the fans hate him and they chant fire Nico at every game. But like you knew that that was going to be the case. Like this is why like you can't trade Luka. And once you do, you have to let him see it through. You have to. Because to be fair to him, the vision of the team is incomplete without Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie handling the ball like probably changes a lot for the Mavericks. Now, maybe they'll be so far out of it by the time Kyrie comes back, it's not going to make a difference. But you kind of, honestly, I kind of think that if they were going to let him do everything that he did, you kind of need to let him keep going here. And I want to be crystal clear with this. I think he should have been fired a long time ago. He should not have even held the job. Just saying, right? Like, this is not the version of the team that everybody thinks can be good. Of course they're not good. Like, Kyrie's not there to handle the ball. I do think he kind of got a raw deal in that respect, but obviously one of the worst GMs in the history of sports with this trade of Luka Doncic to the LA. Like, couldn't even get Austin Rick. Couldn't even get Dalton Connect back. Max Christie. What a joke. You better you bet on this Tuesday.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Femi and I will give you all our bets for tonight's NBA card at the end of the show. Matt Moore will join us next hour. Drew Dinsick will join us next hour. Just a couple quick and dirty thoughts on a magnificent Monday night in the NBA where Desmond Bane, buzzer-beating three-pointer for the Magic to beat the Blazers. I lost my bet on Portland. That was no fun. The Miami Heat in an electric game, with Donovan Mitchell making insane shot after insane shot, beat the Cavs in overtime. Miami 7-4. And Cade Cunningham scores 46. Like, you just look at the box score, you're like, wow, what a game. 46 points on 45 shots. You remember the analogy I used for Jordan Love, not throwing the ball down the field, like girls giving him eyes at the bar and he won't go talk to her? Cade Cunningham couldn't stop talking to the girls last night at the bar. Couldn't stop shooting. 46 points on 45 shots. This is like the late, great Kobe Bryant's like looking at him like, man, great job. That's like the inefficiency there is unbelievable from Cade Cunningham. So the Pistons are now 9-2. The Heat are 7-4, running this really interesting offense where they are just leaning into tempo and into their athleticism. The Magic are 5-6, and it feels like, especially because Bane's the one that made the shot, feels like Orlando's about to start playing a lot better. And then today, you get the news that Joel Embiid has right knee soreness and is going to be reevaluated by the Sixers, and Paul George is missing tonight's game against the Celtics. And it feels bad, right, for the Sixers. The East is even more wide open than we all thought. It is. And maybe Cleveland, just going to be Cleveland and the Knicks when it's all said and done. The Knicks are playing way better under Mike Brown, and like I love to see that. The Pistons are awesome. Hell, the Hawks won last night. They beat the Clippers. The Clippers stink. Like that's just the James Harden shooting a three-pointer from the logo with like 11 seconds left. What's he doing? Detroit's 9-2. Feels like Miami's going to be a playoff team. The Bulls took the Spurs down to the wire, and Victor Wembanyama's dribbling and shooting threes like Steph Curry. Feels like De'Aaron Fox coming back like fixed some of the Victor Wembanyama problems on offense for San Antonio. The East remains insanely wide open, and honestly, even more wide open than I thought heading into the year. I love this NBA season so far. And on the other side, in the Power Hour, Femi and I will chat with Matt Moore on all things NBA. Drew Dinsick will talk NBA and NFL. And then it's all our bets for tonight. 60 minutes to go here on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.